Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We watch with absolute horror in terms of what is going on in Los Angeles. And we wanted to get the latest update for you. We wanted to hear what is actually happening on the ground. Shail Ben-Ephraim, who we speak to very, very often. We get many of the Israel updates from him as well. He is based in Hollywood, and we wanted to check in with him to see how it is going there. Shail, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's my first day back after a long vacation, bravely born. But here I am back in studio. So that is good for me. But I'm watching with absolute horror what is unfolding and what has been unfolding in Los Angeles. Just give me a sense of where you are in terms of distance to this fire.
Yeah, so that keeps changing because there are several fires. But currently I'm about how many miles am I from the Palisades? About 30 miles from the nearest fire.
Right.
And now
in terms of the fire, I have no idea how quickly these things move. Is that considered, 30 miles is a fair distance. Is that considered way out of a danger zone?
Yeah, it's out of the danger zone, but there was a fire right near me 3 days ago.
Oh,
so I had to evacuate my house.
Right. In other words, they're literally springing up in all areas at any time.
You know, yeah, it's weird. There's fires popping up in places that it doesn't really make sense. And that's why there's a lot of rumors about arson.
Mm.
And some people have been arrested on suspicion of arson. I don't think anything's been proven yet. And I think that what happened is there was a very big fire that was spread by incredibly strong winds. Because that night, the first night of the fire, the winds all over town were insane. It was
right.
Like Chicago level winds. We don't really get that.
Right.
And that's why it started and spread so quickly. But then once that became a big deal and was on the media and people were evacuating, I think some weird people started setting fires elsewhere. Some more successfully and some less successfully.
Right.
And so the fire here next to my house was terrifying. It looked like it was about to go into Hollywood where I live and burn everything. It didn't, because the firefighters, despite all the criticism they're getting, did a great job. But yeah. Meanwhile, the Palisades, which is the original fire, that one's completely out of control still.
Still?
Because
so they
that
haven't,
area is a t-
right, so they haven't managed to get that under control.
No. And I've lived here for like close to a decade now. And out west, most years, there's a big fire.
Right.
Because it not usually this time of year, though. Usually it's, you know, when it's dry in the summer. But every year there's a fire because the conditions there are like that, and global warming, yes, global warming is real, has made it more common. So that happens every year. This year is wider spread and also at a weird time of the year. That's the main difference.
In terms of the level of destruction, I read this morning it's double the size of Manhattan. How significant, in terms of the Palisade, in terms of that area, is the area totally destroyed? Are there parts of it that is? Give us a, you know, because obviously on the news, we won't see what isn't destroyed. We'll only see what is. And I'm very aware that sometimes that gives us a false sense of how bad it is. It definitely seems really bad, but what kind of level of destruction are we talking about?
Yeah, so the comparison to Manhattan is very misleading,
right?
Because the area is not that densely populated.
So I was thinking exactly that. That's why that confused me, because I'm not even sure that Manhattan is that big. It's just very densely populated.
That's right. There's no part of LA that's as densely populated as Manhattan. And the areas that are burning are definitely not those areas.
Right.
Downtown and Hollywood are a little bit close, but not really. Those areas are not densely populated at all. And a lot of the area that's burned is forest.
Right.
Having said that, a fairly major, very wealthy neighborhood called the Pacific Palisades is basically gone. Most of the buildings are gone. And a beach town, a very famous beach town, Malibu,
Malibu, yes.
is about 50% gone.
Right.
And a lot of other neighborhoods have lost a bunch of houses on their periphery, like a row, two, maybe three of houses, including neighborhoods very far from there, like in Brentwood and other places. So the
Incredible.
destruction is massive,
Right.
but it's not entire cities massive.
Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm getting a sense
An
as you
entire
explain.
neighborhood and a beach town, and and it's not done yet. I think the worst is behind us, but I wouldn't be surprised if like 20, 30% of the destruction is still ahead of
Still
us.
ahead of. And in terms of the comments about the fire hydrants not having water, this reservoir running dry or not having water, a lot of, I'm very, very aware and wary about political opportunism at a time of destruction. But at the same time, some things might be real and valid. What, in your view, is real and valid in terms of criticism for the emergency management from the city's perspective?
Yeah, I haven't seen too much that seems serious to me. There's all this talk about how the budget was cut when this year, the year in which the fire occurred, the budget was up by 50 million, for example. The amount of water prepared for a fire in January wasn't as high as the needs, but this was a freak fire. And I think that overall, the response has been pretty good, and it's managed to protect most areas inland from the fire. The things that burned are near the coast, and what happened is that they got isolated from where there could be support for, fire operations. But inland, where they could unite and create a perimeter, they've prevented the damage very well. I saw live here in Hollywood how they put out the fire before it reached us, and it was very impressive. Just trucks and trucks and the way they set up and isolated, and what I saw was very impressive.
So would you say
Yeah, there's
that
a lot
it's
of political opportunism.
So would you say that it's largely political opportunism, or is there some validity? Is it, are these statements incorrect that this reservoir didn't have water and that the fire hydrants were running dry?
I think things were running dry
But because of the
because you can't be
demand.
prepared for every
Right.
eventuality and for
Right.
this kind of mass at this time of year.
Right. I'm with you.
So I don't know if that's a great failure. I'm sure they'll have a committee and they'll investigate it and they'll look into it. I wouldn't take the immediate response seriously. There's
Yeah.
people who just want California to turn Republican and have for years, and they're at the head of the attack.
Right. That is where we leave it. It is a 7 o'clock, Charles Benefran. You just stay safe, and we will keep chatting to you to hear what is happening there. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.